You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Christian Benteke to score and Palace to win was 6-4, now 2-1. And Jermaine Defoe to score and Sunderland to win was 13-2. That's been enhanced to 8-1. Palace got their first Premier League win under Sam Allardyce on Tuesday night, winning 2-0 at the Vitality against Bournemouth. While Sunderland picked up what could have been classed as a valuable point against Spurs, but unfortunately for them, David, the teams around them won. So Sunderland lost ground on Tuesday night, which was a shame for them because equipped themselves pretty well against Liverpool.
Against
Tottenham, I do apologise.
Yeah, well, they did against Liverpool about a few weeks ago as well.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, you know, 9-2 Sunderland to beat Palace, I think it's a great bet. I'm not getting fooled by Palace's win in midweek because they played a Bournemouth side who are just so lacking in confidence right now. In fact, so bad that even at the 4-1 to win at Everton this weekend, and I won't be touching them because when a side loses confidence the way they have, they're there to be opposed. And so I'm not getting fooled by Palace's win. And Sunderland, there is something about them, isn't there? I mean, I wouldn't want to be a Sunderland fan, A, the bottom of the league, and B, the shocking to watch. But those results against Tottenham and Liverpool, they shouldn't be getting results like that. They shouldn't be able to give performances like that, being rooted at the foot of the division. But they were impressive on both occasions. And you don't have to do much to beat Palace these days. 9-2 is too big, far too big, and I'll be backing them.
9-2 Sunderland to win the game, Tom?
There's no way these two sides should be the prices they are. I mean, over the last 10 games, they've picked up exactly the same amount of points. So in my eyes, there's not a lot between these two sides. But I think people still look at Palace with Sam Allardyce there, with the players that they've brought in, the money that they've spent. I mean, even, you know, Sacco coming in does bring them a little bit of, you know, reinforcement, you know, and a, you know, supposed tough guy at the back. But I think it's going to take more than that. I mean, you know, Sam Allardyce has been back. They spent money. Sunderland and David Moyes. I do feel a little bit for David Moyes. I think if he could go back to the summer and have his time again, I don't think he'd take the Sunderland job. I think it's a lot tougher than he first envisaged. And he hasn't been out of strength on this side. And whereas Sam Allardyce has been given a backing. But Palace are way, way too short here. Again, with Derek, you know, they beat Bournemouth. Yeah, fair enough. But Bournemouth are struggling a little bit. I've got to go for something pro Sunderland here based on the prices. The double chance, Sunderland or draw. 21-20, or Sunderland drawn a bet at 11-4, because, you know, I still can't be touching Crystal Palace. They may well win, and it'll be a huge victory for them. It'll pull them well clear of Sunderland. But if Sunderland win, it keeps Palace right in the relegation mix. So it's a huge game, and it's one that Sunderland, they have to get something from. If they lose, I think it's all over for them.
They do have Wilfred Zaha back now, Crystal Palace. I know he's had his critics in the past, chaps, but Derek, he's a player that I really like, Zaha, and I think they've definitely missed him.
Yeah, on his day, I mean, he looked a complete player. When he's flying, he really is flying. But sometimes you look at him and you think, this guy's not trying a leg. And I remember, wasn't there a story in one of the papers recently? A former teammate of his was saying he named his Lazy 11 and Wilfred Zaha was in it. Zaha got a right tub on over that. But that's the impression I get from him. On his going days, you know, he's sensational. But when he's bad, he's horrid.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.